This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig removed any doubts today. Yankee pinstripes for A-Rod. Selig okayed the blockbuster trade that sends superstar shortstop Alex Rodriguez to New York. The Yankees will inherit much of A-Rod's record contract, and they'll send all-star second baseman Alfonso Soriano to the Texas Rangers. It's being called the biggest trade since the Boston Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees in 1920, and like that trade, this one is stirring up feelings between the two arch-rivals. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's being called a stunning trade, matching the best player in baseball with the richest team. But really, baseball fans should have sensed several months ago this might happen. Several months ago, as the Boston Red Sox attempt to trade for Alex Rodriguez fell apart because of money. The Red Sox are a rich team, but the Yankees are the richest. And for New York, absorbing Rodriguez's biggest contract in sports history, a day at the office. New York will pay Rodriguez $112 million over 7 years. Texas will pay their departed shortstop $67 million. The Rangers get financial flexibility and an all-star in Alfonso Soriano. The Yankees get, well, in owner George Steinbrenner's words, it ranks with when we signed Hall of Fame outfielder Reggie Jackson. Today, at least one patron at the Mudville 9 Sports Bar in New York City congratulated Steinbrenner on a job well done.
My name is John O'Leary. I live in Teaneck, New Jersey. I think it's a terrific move, and it just proves again that George Steinbrenner is the best owner in all of sports. He's an owner who wants to win, who uses his cash flow appropriately from his business. He not only is a great owner for the fans, but he is also a great businessman.
New York's player payroll now will approach a whopping $200 million as the sport's biggest haves separate themselves that much more from the have-nots. Indeed, Commissioner Bud Selig bemoaned that disparity even as he approved the Rodriguez trade. In a written statement, Selig said, "I am very concerned about the large amount of cash consideration involved in the transaction. I want to make it abundantly clear to all clubs that I will not allow cash transfers of this magnitude to become the norm." But Selig still made the decision, and the impact was felt from New York to Texas to, naturally, Boston.
Thanks for calling the Catskill Flag, and this is John speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from National Public Radio, and we're calling around Boston just to talk to people about this baseball trade with Alex Rodriguez.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Not a good day at the Cask and Flagon restaurant across the street from Boston's Fenway Park. Manager John Luciano had the usual caustic things to say about George Steinbrenner, but Luciano reserved some vitriol for his beloved hometown team, which tried and failed to bring the man known as A-Rod to Boston.
You know what? I'm going to have to say I'm more angry with the Red Sox because they should have got him. They had a chance to pull the best player in baseball that comes once every umpteenth years. You got to pull the trigger on something like that.
Being trumped by the New York Yankees year after year after year has forced Red Sox fans to be resourceful and cunning in their quest for vengeance. Sure enough, John Luciano already is plotting.
I think we should backdoor him and go after friggin' Soriano and bring him over here. That's what I think.
Chances are Alfonso Soriano will stay with the Texas Rangers for the time being, while the Yankees fit Rodriguez into the third base position next to all-star shortstop Derek Jeter across the diamond from all-star first baseman Jason Giambi. You get the picture. Lots of all-stars. The Red Sox? They picked up some great pitchers in the offseason. Boston fans can fall back on the old adage that pitching wins championships. New York fans can simply smile. Tom Goldman, NPR News.